Simply the best, ways to describe the best. The much-loved Tina Turner famously sang, "You're simply the best, better than all the rest," giving us a brief but helpful lesson in irregular comparatives and superlatives. In this post, I aim to expand on the superlative part of that lesson, providing useful words and phrases for describing someone or something that is considered the best. Let's start with a really useful phrasal verb. Someone or something that stands out is noticeably better than other people or things of the same type. Note that the preposition from often follows this verb. For example, one performer really stands out from all the others. We sampled a few products, but none of them really stood out. To convey the same meaning of being noticeably better than others, we can use the adjectives outstanding and standout. Note that standout as an adjective always goes before a noun. It can also be used on its own as a noun. For example, it was an outstanding performance by the keeper. Gomez was outstanding in the second half. She was definitely the standout performer. She was the clear standout. Staying with adjectives in this area, if someone or something is incomparable, they are so good that no one or nothing else can be compared to them. For example, she created works of incomparable beauty. We must first acknowledge his incomparable genius, both as a thinker and a writer. Four slightly formal adjectives, unsurpassed, unmatched, unparalleled, and unrivaled, have the same meaning as incomparable. For example, his skills as a painter remain unsurpassed 3 centuries later. The food here is of a quality unmatched anywhere else in London. This was an act of unparalleled generosity. The museum boasts an unrivaled collection of portrait miniatures. Moving on to idioms, if someone or something is very much better than similar people or things, you can say they are a cut above the others. Even more emphatically, you might say that they are second to none, meaning they are the best. For example, this is a cut above your average crime drama. The facilities here are exceptional. They really are second to none. A very visual expression used for saying that someone or something is the best is to say that they are, or they stand, head and shoulders above other people or things. For example, in terms of her skills, she was head and shoulders above her contemporaries. They stand head and shoulders above the competition. You can also say that someone or something that is the best is in a class by itself or in a class of its own. For example, in terms of customer service, they're in a class of their own. Her voice is in a class by itself. Finally, the expression the gold standard is used for a thing that is so good, it is used for comparing and judging the quality or effectiveness of other similar things. It's often used of medical procedures and treatments. For example, for years, this was the gold standard for treating the disease. Thank you for reading this post. I hope it's taught you some useful new vocabulary.